Well, thank you for coming. I've got your letter.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
We just want to ask you a few questions, if you can help us. Firstly, can you just explain, I mean, you wrote your letter, but just explain why you want to be reinstated?
It's hard, isn't it? These questions.
Well, you know, it's one of those things.
I find it easier writing it. I thought maybe that would have.
Well, that is very sort of. You know, we looked at your letter and sort of raised one or two questions, but we're just trying to see how we can help. You know, was there a determining factor in writing the letter, time-wise, or do you?
Turning. I don't think. It's hard to put into words, isn't it?
you didn't have a, you know, so I've been to fellowship for a certain time, so I must apply now, or?
I've been in the truth all my life, so I know that a certain amount of time has to go by to prove that you are trying and going to meetings, so I knew that that's what was expected of me. There's nothing else you can go by, but that's all you can see.
You don't know
what is in my heart, so that I understand that. But it wasn't like, oh, but my dad said, oh, you know, average is about 6 months.
Yeah, I think I've heard him say it before. That seems to be a misconception.
Oh, right, okay.
You know, that there isn't a definitive period.
No.
But 6 months seems to have been accepted by many.
It's not my dad.
It does seem to be.
Yeah.
That we've experienced that before, where brothers and sisters feel. But the time for reinstatement is dependent on quite a few factors. Firstly, the seriousness of the wrong, perhaps, and it might take a while for that to be lived down. And you mentioned that the evidence or the works of repentance. So obviously the brothers and us on the committee need to be able to see that.
Yeah.
You know. So thinking about that. Firstly, then we really need to know, because you didn't come to the original committee that was set up.
Yeah.
Because we did meet.
Yeah.
Well, you know, although you didn't show up.
Yeah.
On three occasions we actually met.
Oh, right.
Really, the statement that you made to Bob and I, that you'd had relations with Robert, and you said that in your letter.
Mm.
So that was the basis for your disfellowshipping.
Yeah.
Understand that.
I did understand that.
Yeah.
That's why I told you, really, because I knew something had to be done.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and when we're meeting, I mean, if there's anything else, and there might be something else we need to discuss, but please bring it out, you know, because we've had it before when something has not been cleared up, and then we've had to go back and have another committee and various things. We really want you to clean the slate, so to speak, towards your hope.
I feel like the state is clean from when I broke up with him, which is...
Well, I might come back to something there.
Yeah. Okay.
So, with regard to repentance then, I mean, how do you think that you've shown that you're repentant? What works have you done befitting repentance, so to speak?
It's
limited what you can do, but...
I've been to all the meetings that I could possibly.
Right.
I've respected not associating with family and others.
Right.
I've been able to pray about it.
That's good. Yeah, that's one of the questions I would ask. Yeah. You sought Jehovah's help.
I feel like it is me, but I realise it's between me and Jehovah, but I know I had to tell you back in the beginning, and that's why I told you, because I didn't want to have it like.
Well, I mean, it's commendable that you did say.
I do find
whether
it
you
hard
tell us or not. Yeah,
that,
obviously,
yeah.
Whether you tell us or not, it's still on your conscience.
Yeah.
And had you not told us, you'd be sitting here, not disfellowshipped, but. Every time there's a talk, every time there's a term, every time it will come up.
Yeah. I wouldn't have felt right about it.
No, no. I think that's general, and for brothers and sisters that perhaps are in that situation, eventually they have to say, hold my hands up and say, I do need Jehovah's discipline.
Yeah.
To come in line with Jehovah.
Yeah, that's how I felt.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry if I don't. I don't really know how much you want me to show, because I don't find it easy even to tell anyone about like my utmost feelings, and like you're sitting here like and wanting me to open up, and I'm finding it almost impossible. Like okay. I've probably got a smile on my face, but that doesn't really say how I'm feeling.
I mean, don't worry. I mean, we acknowledge, you know, that even if somebody was to come before a committee. And try their eyes out. We have to try and see behind that.
Yeah.
The best we can.
Yeah. I mean, I know how it's hard for you because you're just, you know.
We can see what we can see.
Yeah. If I can just put it across to you, like, well, I've made it. Like, I've sorted it out with Jehovah, I feel.
Right. Okay.
And I just. Now all I can do is say to you that, and that I don't feel any, how do I put it, I don't know how else more to show you okay. than what all I'm doing at the moment.
Well, that's the problem. Maybe that's Gary or Bob or something.
Yeah, obviously Ralph's asking about repentance, and one of the things is actions, yeah, so when you said you broke up with Robert, how long ago was that?
I think it was beginning of November, end of October.
Quite a while then, isn't it? Yeah, before then.
Well, can I just say that the action that we as a congregation took was on the 7th of October.
Oh, right, okay. So it was, I think, the beginning of November then.
November.
Yeah.
Which means you were disfellowshipped, and maybe you still carried on after.
I did only because I had a serious incident that happened to me, and my family weren't there, and I had nobody, and this incident was police matter, and. I was just at my lowest.
Okay. And you had contact with Robert?
Only
because of that.
I had broken up with him.
Yeah. But
I broke up with him a matter of weeks after I spoke to you, but I think what I'm remembering is that I did meet back up with him because of that time, and then so I just counted that as a one.
So it was in November, yeah?
Yeah.
So that's quite a while, which is good.
I was happy to not text him.
Yeah.
He was the one that was more wanted contact with me because he was missing me and wanted to still be friends.
Yeah.
And he was concerned because of what happened to me in October. He was concerned for my own welfare.
Yeah.
But only that.
But as far as you're concerned, the relationship between you and Robert is finished.
Yeah.
And the contact is finished.
Yeah, definitely.
No Facebook. No.
He's not on my Facebook.
No text and no phone call.
No, he's not. He isn't on my Facebook.
And you're going to try and keep it that way.
Yeah. I haven't got a pool. Other than I did care for him, but I feel like it, yeah, that.
I think he was pretty smitten with you as well, so, you know, it was obviously quite a serious thing between you at one point, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
He had a chat with me at one point.
He said, because he knew the situation and he didn't want to do anything that was not respectful.
I didn't appreciate his work going out at the time. I didn't appreciate that. And I said to him, don't do it because you're going to put Heidi in a very embarrassing situation.
So he told me about your conversation, which was a bit.
I did put him off considerably. I said
there are sound reasons for doing so. I mean,
I think he said I was a flat.
It has come back from that, so I didn't say that, but I can have a discussion with you sometime about what I did say.
That's okay. I don't mind. I've heard
I was more concerned at the fact that you were a sister.
Yeah.
He was a worldly person.
Yeah.
And you would be marked, which I told him.
Yeah.
I didn't know what marking was. I had to explain to him what marking was. And I said to him, you know, it's really not good for a sister in the congregation.
Yeah.
Very well clear, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, the
other thing there, of course, is that in any of these situations, and you know, you sort of clearly demonstrated it, but we should never underestimate our emotions. You know, boys and girls get together, and Robert, I suppose, being a boy of the world, boys in the world are out for one thing, which is sex.
I don't think that was in his agenda. I think there's.
So is it in yours?
No, I think.
But it happens.
I think we liked each other and we got on really well. And when I was friendly with Rebecca and he was around there, we actually got to know each other before. We didn't just go. We weren't like.
Whatever you may think
of me, I'm not like.
No, I didn't.
A rambling rabbit or
something
like that.
No, I wasn't suggesting that at all.
Okay, but we did care for each other, and I thought perhaps we'd get married because I knew I didn't. I really, the last thing I wanted was to be disfellowshipped, but what happened, and I'm not saying it was right, it was wrong, and that's why I told you about it. And it's not about sex.
No, it's not fine, you know. But
sex comes when you care for someone, even I did it the wrong way, but I.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to think I'm just going around and sleeping with everybody.
No, so, well, it's good. There's quite a period elapsed since you and Robert have been together, which is good. So that is a good sign, and we would, encourage you to continue like that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because it could put you back.
With Robert or anybody else,
for
that matter.
You know, it could put you back considerably.
Unless
it's a proper relationship
that
follows through on Jehovah's guidelines,
it's
really a non-starter. You know, I have to.
The scripture says, marry only in the Lord.
Yeah.
So that's the first, but also, the relationship has to be chaste. Whoever it might be, but it has to be with somebody within the Christian congregation.
Can I just ask you something? The last time we had a meeting with you, there was Bob and Mike, Mark and myself, remember? Is there anything that we missed?
Yeah.
Is there anything that we you did come forward with from that meeting? It has been said that you were smoking at one point.
That was years ago, and that was like maybe one or two.
I would assume it was years ago actually, because I think I did ask the question and it never came forth with it.
It wouldn't have even occurred to me to say it because it was so.
Yeah.
I hadn't been going to meetings for such a long time, and then it wasn't even a habit. It was like a social thing.
Yeah. But so what you're saying is you were, which is fine, and it's that.
It's in the past.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, just something that we had asked then that wasn't cleared up, and asking it tonight's cleared up. So that's fine. Good
Bob, with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, the letter that you wrote, did you write that at the back of the hall?
I wrote it at home, and I showed it to Dad, and he said, "Is that your draft?" And he said, "Maybe you should do need a copy because I'd scribbled bits out."
It didn't help you write it.
Oh no!
No.
I did it on my own.
Yeah. We've got some little bit of difficulty. You mentioned sort of a relationship with your family. But there does seem to be some association there. Is that...
I mean, if you call picking Hayden up association...
Well,
or...
brothers and sisters or brothers saw your parents around your house.
Well, if they have been around my house, it will be for either to help me, because I'm struggling on my own, to, like, housework, or Hayden. And I can honestly say there has been no social in, like, social eating or even relaxing. They have to pop in. And my mum and dad helped me the other day, and I don't mind saying this to you because I know they have a family responsibility to help me with immediate or urgent family matters, and that's all they have been doing. They helped me yesterday paint in my bathroom because there was a bit that Richard hadn't finished, and my mum cleaned out my fridge. But I wouldn't say that was a social matter.
But I wouldn't say that's necessary family business.
Well, I
sorry.
Well, just if you show me a scripture that says they can't help me with, like, when I'm struggling with Hayden on my own, then I will understand. But I do not understand that.
When you went down to London a couple of weeks ago. How did you get to and from the airport?
I drove myself.
All right, that's good. No, that's fine. What did you start?
Well, you're not. Sorry, I'm going to get angry, but you're not policeman of my life.
No, we're not trying to be.
But you are. You're saying who drove me to the airport? Brothers have told you that my mum and dad are at my house cleaning my fridge out. How does this make sense to you, brothers? Please be a human. Please. I've been on my own for 6 months, and my mum and dad help me with my housework sometimes. I haven't been to eat with them. They haven't been to eat with me. Please show me when it says my mum and dad can't clean my fridge out. I can't deal with this. I've done the best.